Kelim Perikud Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Keren Agula Tmeo. The type of something you blow into. It's also like a musical kli. Maybe it's just more to make a loud sound, like a trumpet. And it's made of pieces. And the Mefarshim explained there are different pieces. There's the piece that's called the Agula. And that's what's called Keren Agula. And the Agula is bent over. Pshuta is a straight piece. Different sounds or different functions of making sounds. Lemaisa, these are made out of the bones of a behemoth, like every shofar. What's a shofar? It's kli etzem. A regular shofar should not be mekabel tumah because it doesn't have a kli kibul. Kli etzem need a kli kibul. What we're talking about over here is that the keren agula is considered a davar sheyesh bebeis kibul because you can't put water in it. The Gemara in Shabbos says the flamen, hey, that sometimes they would taka put mayim bekeren in order to give lahashkis bem tinoik. So it's mekabel tumah. But keren pshuta doesn't have a base kibul, there's no kabbalas tumah. So therefore, keren agula is tmeo, upshuta tohera. Im hoisa mitzupis shalom, the piece that's at the head of the keren, that the mouth, that's the mouthpiece of the tekea, is shomateches, it's covered over with metal. So tmeo. Now, it doesn't have a clay kibul, but it's metal. The reason why it's mekabel tumah is because the dove b'fnei atzmo has a chshivus vaistois, that because it's the place where the mouthpiece, it blows, even though you need it together with the keren, but the mitzupis, the mouthpiece, is considered a dove b'fnei atzmo, so it's mekabel tumah b'fnei atzmo. That's why it's tmeo. Hakav shalo, this is the wide piece at the end where the sound comes out of. Reb Tarfin Metame, Reb Tarfin holds that it has a shem bifnei atzmi, so it's klei mateches. Pshute klei mateches is mekabel tumah, v'chom metarim, because we don't see it as a dove bifnei atzmi, so it doesn't have a shem as klei mateches. So it can't be mekabel tumah unless it has a base kibul. U'bishas chiburon, when the whole thing is assembled, the keren, the kav, are put together with the mitzupas akol tomei, because all of it is a mechuber to a kli mateches. The same type of idea are the pieces of a menorah that are made. Chazal have this all over. Menorah doesn't mean the Beis HaMikdash. It means the menorah shel chulius. And normally you have in Hilchos Boina on Shabbos and Muktzah. There were pieces that were assembled. There's the base and there's the stems. And then there's the kelim on the top that contain the oil. So it's put together from pieces. Toherin. Doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzmei. None of the pieces function by themselves. However, haperach over here doesn't mean prochem like you have in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It means some type of plate, which was very wide, and it's on the top of the menorah, and the ner is put into that. Vabosis is the base of the menorah, because that holds the whole weight, is screwed into that as a base, like a base of a standing lamp, that type of thing. Tmeim, they are considered dvar ma'im de bifnei atzmam, even though really you don't use them bifnei atzmam, but when they're assembled, it's considered a dover ha'im bifnei atzmam because the functionality of it is self-contained. It means like this, the base of a lamp or this type of menorah, the base, rather it's the base of a lamp, so you don't have much usefulness out of it if you don't have a lamp to put into it. But when the lamp's assembled, what's the base doing? The base is where something stands and stands firm. The base of b'fnei atzmoi. We had this before by the klei shir. So the piece that blows by itself, even though you don't use it by itself, but that's considered a dover b'fnei atzmoi. It's not mekabel tumah only when it's neschaber with everything else. It's mekabel tumah b'fnei atzmoi. Mashein came, the chalokim that you use only together with the pieces, the kanim hamenorah, the kanim aren't used. They don't have a usage except for holding up the bowls, the plate with the bowl where the ner is. So therefore, without that, it doesn't have a shame kli. So the Mishnah just says the perach and the bosses are tmeim, ubishas kibur, hakol tamei, everything's tamei, because like we said before, once it's assembled, even if it doesn't have a shame kli b'fnei atzmoi, hamechaber l'kli klihu. Now the Rav is mitzayin on the first chelik of the Mishnah, Keren Agula, which we explained is a musical instrument. It's made of kli etzem, and then there's the separate parts, and then there's the whole thing assembled. The whole thing assembled together is mechuber letomei tomei, and each piece b'fnei atzmei, you have to dan each piece if it's a kli b'fnei atzmei. The Rav is mitzayin on that is sugyan Shabbos daf mem zayin, also sugyan Shabbos daf nun hey, that talks about these pieces being assembled, and he says chibur prokim shel agula koshim utzuchin uman yoisim chibur aprokim shel pshuta. To put together the pieces of agula is already a whole umnis. Umitneze omru hamachse keren agula b'shabbos chayiv chatos mashengim pshuta. The Rav brings down that the Gemara understands that the assembly of the pshuta and the agula is different. What does this have to do with us? When you open up the Pirushim over here, the Rash explains the Mishnah the way we just said it, that we're dealing with clay etzem, and then there are pieces that are mateches, and the shal is in the chibur. But Maisim, when you look at the Rambam explains the whole Mishnah by us, Keren Agula, the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Kelim, and the Pirushim Mishnayis, and he says that the Keren Agula over here, it's all pieces of metal, and the shal is only assembled and not assembled. And the Ravid is Masik, he says, I don't have a makor to this din the Rambam saying. Now, according to the Rambam, that's how he explains the Mishnah. So the Ravid went with the Pirush the way we understood the Rash, which is that we're talking over here about Kli Etzem, we're not talking about pieces of metal. What is the Rambam's pshat over here that we haven't explained yet? The Rambam says that we're talking over here about a musical instrument, he calls it Chatzoytzois, which we're familiar with as a trumpet from Pashas Ba'alo Yischo. And he says, if it's divided up into pieces, if it's an intricate thing that can't be put together except Ha'idea Ma'is Umon, which is the Gemara that we just quoted, Lagabi Malach Shabbos, the Rambam brings this as Pshat now Mishnah, Hareza Mekabelas Tomo, Kishihi Mechuberes. Vim Yochla Koil Lefarko Lachzira, if it's easy enough and anybody could assemble and disassemble, then it's not Mekabel Tomo. The Ravid asks, when you look at the Sugyan Shabbos Daf Nun Ches, seems clear that the toyelis of the fact that it's easily assembled is that if a head yid yochel lechabron, then it's considered assembled even when it's disassembled, and each piece is considered functioning together with the other parts, they're all mekabel tumah, even when it's disassembled. And the Rambam seems to be saying mamash faket, and the Svara doesn't make sense, keneged the Gemara. The Rambam's saying that if it can be assembled easily, so it's enu mekabelas tumah, it's enu mekabelas tumah, if I can't, that makes it mekabelas tumah. And he's talking about when it's together. For sure when it's together, it's mekabel tumah. It's only by the thing that can only be made by an uman, when it's disassembled, so it can't be mekabel tumah. But the kelim that are easily assembled are less? What's pshat? You look at the Chiddush of Chaim HaLevi in Perek Yud Hilchos Kelim, and he has a whole Arichos Dvarim, which we can't say over in a short amount of time. What he understands and how to fit that into the mission to the other dinim over here is shver. The whole sugi has to be gone through, which Reb Chaim does over there by Arichos. But the reason why something which is easily disassembled, even when it's assembled, is not mekabel tumah, is because we don't see the pieces together as one thing. We see them as loosely aligned, attached with each other. Smil doesn't have a shema ganze kli. And the reason why it has to have that is because the pieces over here are not clay maisa unless they function together. But since they disassemble quickly and easily, smil, it's not a kli. With something that needs a professional, a maisa umma, to put together, which the Rav, like we quoted, says, it'd be chayav on Shabbos, when it's assembled, then it has a shame of a functioning kli, so it's a clay maisa, and the pieces bifnei atzmam are not kelim. Again, how it shtims with the sugya, and how we read the Mishnah over here, that we'll have to leave. And that's the Reden Reb Chaim. Mishnah Ches, kasdo is a helmet that they wore to battle. So it's made out of metal for protection. Tmeo has a clay kibul, it's a couple of the head. L'choyayim, this that they would put on their cheeks, like we had for Tahirim, it doesn't have a shame bifne atzmoy. It's not clear, because the same way the kasdo has protection that an arrow, a bullet, shouldn't go into his head, So the l'chayim l'chara protection for the sides of the face. Just because it's used only, it's snapped in together with the kazda when it's worn in battle, why shouldn't it be a double fighting with the atzmai? Im yesh behem beis kibo mayim, t'meim. We're going over here, l'chayra on the l'chayim. We said they're flat, l'chayra doesn't have a beis kibo. But if it does have some type of hishtamshus of a beis kibo and they would drink, the Rav says, sheshoyz behem mayim ba'molchomo, then it is tamei. Kol kli ha'molchomo, t'meim. All clay molchomo that are made of metal are mekabel tumah. Kidoin, hanikoin, not clear what all these things are. The kidoin is some type of spear, holds in his hand, the Rav brings. Nikoin is like a shield. Magofaim is some type of protection for the ankles and the feet. But they were like shoes that were made out of metal. Vashiryoin is armor, a coat of armor, like you see in the museums, the way the counts used to wear. Tmeim, they're all tamei, they're all made out of metal. Kol tachshitei noshim tmeim, all jewelry of women is mekabel tumah. And here the Mefarshim point out that's not so pashut. They're made out of metal, they're shimushi, they have tashmishin, but lemaisa, they're not clay maisa. So you need a bazunder ribui. We pointed out before with the word dovel legabe clay shiro. But over here also, you have tachshitin that are made lenoi. The pasuk says kol kli asher yaseh sheyeosa. Melocha bohem b'mayim yuva. This is a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. L'chayra, it's only kelim. Asher ye'osa melocha bohem. So on that, you have to say that the pasuk that we quoted before in Parshas Matos, v'chol asher lo yovei bo'esh taviru b'mayim v'chol is l'rabbis takshitim that they're also mekabel tumah. The Rav brings this, and it comes from the Rash. This is the way you're going to have to be marbut. L'maisa, it's neged to a sugya in Shabbos, Nafman, Beis. And Rashi over there seems to quote a different pasuk. The fact is that it says that everything that was captured from Midian had to be put through a tahara process, vayistes demekabel tumah, and included in that was all the jewelry, tzmidim, etzdo, these type of zaken, vayistes, that even though it's not klei maisa, but it's nichlal. Now, the lomdus, like we said, we pointed out a few mishnayos ago from Reb Chaim, that the kli mateches needs to be a clay maisa. It's not enough that it has a functional purpose. It has to do something. Tachshitena. So this is the Reb Chaim that we talked about before. Legabe pieces of a kli, when they're put together, when is it chal in the shame of clay maisa? The Mishnah now lists off. It sounds almost like a list that you have from Mishnah Shabbos about which things are also boitzo or not. There's a certain amount of overlap. Irshel Zov is mentioned over there with some type of band that a woman would wear on her forehead. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva made one for Rochel Ishtoi when he had Ashirus to commemorate the tremendous dagger of Mesiris Nefesh that facilitated Rabbi Kiva becoming Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Gamliel's Rebbitzin was Tever Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said that's on a dagger of Mesiris Nefesh. You've never had to have that type of Mesiris Nefesh for Tever. Katlios are something that the women would wrap around their necks, like a necklace, a choker, I think it's tighter. Nizomim is earrings, tabois is rings. The tabas that we said is mekabel tumah, ben sheyesh lechoisim, ben sheyen lechoisim. Again, the Mishnah points this out also, megabe kari. Nizme'af is nose rings, are also mekabel tumah, all types of takshit. Katlo shechulyoi shelo, shomatochois, a type of necklace with pieces that go around that are connected, and they're connected b'chut shel pishton oy shel tzemer, which is the way they have necklaces by us. It's attached on a string, and the jewelry, the gold, whatever it is, goes around, and then the string snaps. Nifsech hachut happens by necklaces. Hachulyois tmeyois, the pieces by themselves are takshitin. Shekol achas va'achas could be used as a takshit. Each piece of gold or diamond or gold inlaid with diamonds could be used as a takshit. So merely each one's a klei b'fnei atzmo. Chut shel matochos, if the string was metal, v'chulyos shel avonim tevis u'magolyos, v'shel zchuchis, nishtabru hachulyos, hachut b'fnei atzmo kayim, if the pieces that are on the string get broken, but the string itself is a tatcha b'fnei atzmei tomei. Diamonds are avonim. Avonim are not mekabel tumah. So therefore they have to be fully functional on the string, and then the whole thing becomes tummy. The whole thing becomes very the kabel tumah. But kishalatzmam not, the pieces nishtabru are not tummy. The string itself blibes tummy. But in the first case, we're talking about chuyos, when they're made out of gold or silver. So the kalematech is the takshuv neatzmai. Even though it can't be used as a necklace if the string is broken, but each one could be put onto something to be a takshuv neatzmai. Sheyore katlo, there's pieces of a necklace that are missing or was cut down in size. Kimloit savor kitano. It's enough to be makabel tumah if it's a takshit that's right to put on a young child. Afilu tabas achas, even one piece, one chulio, tmeo, shekin toilin bitzavor. This type of thing is hung on the neck, so it's mamish minimal. Doesn't even have to be the amount that's normally worn by a ketana. Even one piece can be worn. So now that's also mekabel tumah. Also has enough of a chashivus bifnei atzma. So here's a few horrors. We explained that the reason why a tachshes mekabel tumah is, even though it's not a klei maisa, we said over the Hezbollah of Chaim, it's not klei maisa, it's a ribuy of koil. Oh, we said from Rashi, maybe a different ribuy, but it's a chiddush. Lemaisa, the pashtus of this is that we're talking about klei mateches, metal takshitim on mekabel tumah, gold, silver, etc. What about something that's made out of eitz and it was designed intricately in its attachment? Who says? This is the assumption of the Mishnah Achrayna that the ribuy of takshitim being kelim from the ribuy of koil is only by klei mateches, not by klei eitz. Lamaisa, the Rambam is mufurish in Hilchos Kelim Perek Zayin Halacha Yudalef not the way, and the Chaznish is matmiyah. As a shadow from our Mishnah. What's the right from our Mishnah not that way? Because the Mishnah says that the chulyos that are made out of zov are mekabel tumah when it's not on the string. But chulyos shel avonim u'margolyos, which are avonim, are not mekabel tumah. What says? Let the taksha itself be mekabel tumah. What you're going to have to say is that even according to the Rambam, the ribuy is marba, that if it's a min, which is mekabel tumah, the Shem Taksha is enough to cover for the lack of being Klei Maisa. It doesn't do anything, but the Shem Taksha makes it into like a Klei Maisa. But Avonim that don't have a Teiras Klei Kibul Bifnei Atzmom, the Shem Taksha Shaboy does not itself render it Roi LeKabel Tumah. That's the Pashut Avot. Another point is that there's a Sugyan Shabbos Daf Nun Tes LeGabi carrying. The Mishnah has an interesting Lashon by us. The Mishnah says, L'gabi Tabas, the Lashon is, Katlois Nizam V'Tabois, V'Tabas, Ben Sheyesh L'Choysim, it's a little bit awkward, the Lashon. It should have said, V'Tabois, Ben Sheyesh L'Choysim, Sheyesh L'Choysim. Why does the Mishnah say, V'Tabois, V'Tabas, Ben Sheyesh L'Choysim? We look at the Sugi and Shabbos, it's Mavur, and the Goyin makes the Tzushtal to explain the wording by us. Tabois means tachshite noshim. Katlois nizam tabois. Stop. The tabas is going on a ring that's worn by a man. The ring that's worn by a man is considered a tachshit ben sheyesh lochoisim and sheyesh lochoisim. Men have what they used to have in the old days. You read the stories about the old kings, the signet ring. So it has a choisim, doesn't have a choisim, it's a tachshit. By women, it's only a tachshit if it doesn't have a choisim. So Tabois is going on a tachshit enoshim, Tabas is going on a tabas of men.